Hello and welcome to Living Life Through Literature. I'm your host, John Krakauer, and I wrote the book Into the Wild that showcases the journey of Chris McCandless back in the years of 1990 to 1992. And in today's episode, we will be talking about the advice Chris would give his younger self if he was going on the Alaskan Odyssey again. It is a novel where a young man from a wealthy family hitchhiked his way up to Alaska. He gave away all of his belongings and invented a new life for himself. But soon in 4 months, life drastically changed for Chris and his family. But before we get into the main topic of discussion, there's some stuff we need to go over. Today we have a special guest on with us, Candace McCandless.
Hello everyone, I'm glad to be here.
She's actually the sister of Chris McCandless, who endured a journey up into the Alaskan bush, but Sally passed away sitting next to the Fairbanks bus 142 in August of 1992. She's going to help us answer the main topic of discussion, but first we're going to have to let her answer some questions of why he wanted to go to Alaska in the first place, and what was his main goal while he was up there. But before we get into this, I want to give a huge thanks to Anchor. Anchor is a free voice recording platform found on iOS and Mac. This incredible app allows you to record and edit your own voice to create podcasts that will keep listeners engaged and intrigued through every episode. Anchor is very easy to install and navigate, which means you can have a faithful audience in no time. For anyone looking to create their first podcast, this is the only tool you'll need. This is the tool we use to record our podcast up to this day. It will not disappoint. So back to the main topic of discussion, to look into the advice Chris would give his younger self. There needs to be some basic questions answered to lead us into this topic. So why did Chris want to go into the wilderness anyways?
Chris wanted to visit Alaska, but not just for his passion for the wilderness, but it was also the conflict with our parents and the secret they kept from him all his life. Walt McCandless, our father, had a previous marriage with another woman where they also had 4 kids. But our dad never told Chris this. Chris found out during his last year of university, where he then felt a sense of betrayal and sadness, which really drove him to leave our family and go on an Alaskan odyssey by himself.
Did you not also write the book called The Wild Truth that talks about why Chris left Alaska to get away from his family and parents?
Yes, I published it in 2014. It gives people a better understanding of what Chris went through in his childhood and how much of this conflict affected the way Chris lived the rest of his life.
I was also looking into this topic and found a quote that Chris said in my book. It goes, "I'm going to let them think that I'm coming around to see their side of things and that our relationship is stabilizing. And then, once the time is right, with one abrupt swift action, I'm going to completely knock them out of my life. I'm going to divorce them as parents once and for all and never speak to either of those idiots as long as I live. I'll be through with them once and for all, forever." It can be found on page 64.
Chris really took this to heart, and following this, he left his family and went alone into Alaska. He disliked the lifestyle they lived and the values they believed in. Chris was a very bright person, and he realized this in his parents.
But wasn't it ironic because he wanted to go to Alaska in the first place, but he wanted to do even more to get away from his parents?
Yes, after he found this out last year of university, he wanted to go even more, which was understandable from my point of view.
Okay, while he was there, what was his main goal? Because I feel this question is very important and will give the audience a better understanding of why he wanted to go.
There is not an obvious goal that Chris was trying to achieve, but we could infer that a large motive would make sense based on what drove him to go up north. I feel his main goal while in Alaska was to prove to himself that he could thrive by himself because of his desire for individualism. After the conflict with his parents, he really wanted to be alone and to live by himself and explore the wonders of nature, doing it only by himself. He believed in individualism, but especially after he felt that his family did not love him to be to the fullest.
So there was not a goal based on exploring the Alaskan wilderness or seeing what type of exotic creatures would be living up there?
Yes, there was definitely some of that, as he wanted to see Alaska and learn what it was all about, but I feel the bigger goal that connects his story together is to see if he could prove to himself that he could thrive as an individual. That is why I feel he did not bring a lot of supplies with him to the Alaskan bush.
It is definitely a more complex theory, but I feel it makes sense towards the reasoning of why he went up to the Stampede Trail. I feel these questions gave the listeners of the podcast a good grasp on the background of his voyage. But now into the real question of the day. What advice would Chris give his younger self if he's going to endure the Odyssey again? When creating Into the Wild, I thought of the concept of a letter to my younger self and how this connected to Chris himself. Chris could have done things differently to help his chances of surviving either in life in general or when he was in the Alaskan wilderness. I have taken away from Chris's journey from 1990 to 1992 that he could have understood the value of having good grades, how short life is, and to be able to cherish every moment as best as possible, to not hold grudges towards parents, and to research and plan better for life-risking adventures.
The reason I was very sad when he died and why I think of it to this day is because he obviously is my brother, and but he also had a lot more to offer in life. Chris was a very intellectual and good-natured individual. He always came home with straight A's, and he also was complimented by everyone for his social skills and his bright personality. Chris did not need to pass away so early, and I truly believe he was meant to find meaningful success in his lifetime.
He could have used these grades to his advantage and gotten a solid job with a good paycheck. From my research while writing Into the Wild, Chris did not even have to try to get good grades. It just came naturally to him.
In my book, I've actually found a quote that showcases what success Chris has found in his years of university.
But you know what? Within 90 days, their preppy roommate has dropped out while Chris has made the dean's list. This can be found on page 119. Chris could have grasped the value of his grades as he was a straight-A student in high school and had a 3.72 GPA coming out of Emory University.
From my perspective, Chris had a great potential later in life and could have done anything he wanted given the fact that he was quite gifted. I think it is sad that he did not realize that he could have still taken time for his great adventure, but also have made something of himself. Obviously, he could have still gone on to Alaska, but he could have gotten a solid income and brought in money to use for his Alaskan odyssey that would help him increase his chance of survival, because he is better equipped to explore the wilderness. I feel this ties into another piece of advice, that he could have planned better for dangerous endeavors.
People still criticize Chris up until this day for his lack of preparation for his adventure. He only brought clothes, a tent, a hunting rifle, and food on his trip. If he brought more supplies with him, I feel he could have survived and carried on with what would have been a successful life, in my opinion.
I don't really understand why he didn't prepare better. I can only assume he thought he knew all he needed to know.
Along with this, Chris could have cherished moments in life better, and he could not have held a grudge against his parents. Don't you agree, Corrine?
Yes, during his childhood, Chris did not seem to grasp the valuable moments in life. He was too anxious to see what was going on in the future, and he did not care to live in the moment. He could have used this mentality before he went into the wilderness. He would have thought the situation through, researched more into the Alaskan wilderness, and asked former wilderness explorers what tips would be useful. This could have potentially helped him survive, in my mind. Maybe he saw reaching out for help and advice as weakness, or thought it wasn't part of the experience. I can only guess now about his decision-making.
He probably went into the wilderness because he held a grudge against his parents. If he did not do this, he could have had more of a stable relationship with his parents.
Yes, this is a major lesson that he should have learned. I think he would have been happier if he could have found a way to let it go.
I felt if he did not hold a grudge, he could have talked to his parents about the issue and not gone into the wilderness angry. He could have mailed a letter asking for help regarding the relationship of his parents from people he had met along his journey through the western part of the United States, like Wayne Westenberg or Everett Roos. Chris also could have recognized that believing in individualism while going into the Alaskan wilderness was only asking for trouble. If he had gone with someone else, they could have helped each other out and worked together to come out alive.
My advice to Chris's younger self could help the younger generations, because you can make connections in your own life about the life of McCandless, which will help you grow up and mold you into the person you want to be moving forward in life.
The advice would not only help Chris and the younger generations of people that would want to explore the wilderness, but also the younger generations in general, to help them mold themselves into someone that they want to be in the future. To the listeners, this advice would be given to Chris's younger self, if he was going to relive his life, growing up in the same family and still wanted to go to Alaska.
In my opinion, this is a valid list of advice that could be given to Chris's younger self, but also the younger generation that is interested in exploring the wilderness or exploring different countries in the world.
And to wrap this up, we would like to give a special thanks to Travel Alaska, your one stop for planning an incredible Alaskan adventure. Visit TravelAlaska.com to plan a 2-day, 3-day, or month-long visit to one of the most beautiful and rugged states in the U.S. From transportation, camping, hotels, food, hiking, fishing, and many other activities, TravelAlaska.com gives you all your Alaska information in one easy-to-use website. Check out today and receive 10% off your first night of camping. Come book your vacation today and explore the Denali National Park, where Chris McCandless is living during his time in the Stampede Trail. I would also like to give a big thanks to Corrine for coming on today and talking with us.
It was a lot of fun and was interesting to talk about. Thank you for having me.
No problem. And to the listeners, thank you for listening to this episode on Living Life the Literature. Until then, bye for now.